some of you... Hold on, Collins. There, bring down the instrumental. Okay, I'll do just that. Whenever I start a statement with some of you, I always remember Patrick Lumumba. Some of you would wonder why the Nigerian electorate, the African electorate. Well, some of you will be listening to the beats and the sound for that instrumental. And you're saying, oh, Collins, just let it play. Just let it go. And others will be like, come on, come on, talk to us, we're ready. Whatever side you find yourself, ensure that you are happy. That's all we're after. That's it. Wherever you find yourself, in whatever situation, whether something seems to look as if it's disadvantaged to you or not, always ensure that happiness, your happiness is at the center of everything. Because if you do that, you will choose when to react. You see, I'm tired of you move everywhere in Lagos, street to street. You didn't mind? Fights here and there. Then don't worry, I go straight for you. Everyone, tension everywhere. There is never a day you move from point A to point B without passing as if they're acting. You think maybe, okay, as if Lagos is like a film, you know, maybe there are cameras on the scene. I think they're acting. One person is fighting there or the other because there's frustration, there's anger.
There's tension everywhere.
So if you make up your mind to say, going out there, my happiness is number one. Somebody points out, you say, somebody drives anyhow, you say, you will not take my happiness, I lie. If you make up your mind, it's tough, oh.
Yeah.
It's tough.
Yeah.
But the truth is, your happiness should be paramount.
Mm.
Because if you mind what is happening in this country, you go mad.
Absolutely. Oh, Collins, you've made so much sense.
So we can end the show now.
That's why we marry you now.
So I have sense.
Your head is there. Oh,
I'm sensed.
I'm sensed.
Okay.
Oh, God,
man, I can't say again. Words have filled me right now because I'm still basking in that. Well, Lagos, Nigeria, it's your real radio for real people where we have real conversation, you know, with your real life couple.
Real life.
On real life radio.
Absolutely. Lagos, how are you feeling this morning? I hope that you're not as tensed as, you know, what Collins just explained. I know that it is tough to say you're not tensed up, you know, in Lagos. Living in Lagos, everybody's frustrated. Everybody's angry. Lagos people, wow, eyes are red, you know. But let's try as much as possible to be happy, just like what he said. It's very tough. Very, very tough. Mm. But we can actually still do it. When the happiness is in front of you, in the center of it,
yeah.
I think that to an extent, we can manage.
Yep.
Yeah, when we're conscious of the fact that nobody can take my happiness.
Yep.
When you're conscious of that, I don't think that, you know, anybody can step on your toes and you want to just, you know, punch the person almost immediately.
I'm telling you.
Or like, nobody's going to tamper with my happiness this morning.
Now, that's just the way to kickstart the show this morning. It's 9 minutes past the hour of 10. Take a bit while. But today, we're not here to talk about your happiness, even though we would want you to be happy, you know, as you listen to the show.
We don't want to talk about your happiness. We're concerned about your happiness.
We're concerned about it. But we're going to be happy, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We do have a conversation that will guide this time on radio.
Yeah.
And
family talk.
Yes, we'll get into that family talk today. And I can't wait for it because a lot of people have asked this question, whether or not it's important. Should we let it out? For someone to... Do you think that would have... I wanted to ask this question this way, that... What is the average intelligence level, level of sense? Is we're going back to that sense of an average Nigerian, an average Lagosian.
Are you saying how intelligent is the average Nigerian?
Yes.
Is that what you're asking?
Yes. How intelligent, how smart is an average Nigerian?
I think when it comes to street smart, we have a lot of people that are street
survivor smart.
Survivor, uh-huh. Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, book smart, I'm not sure. I don't have any statistics, so I can't categorically say, you know, this is the percentage. But when you walk down the street, when you're, you know, walking down the road, we can tell that we still have a lot of people who are not book smart. We either find dropouts, we find people who are just school SATs owners.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have people who are not, don't even have school SAT, maybe just primary school.
Yeah.
You know, we find them a lot on the streets. And you're wondering, where is our educational system going?
And then the big question is, could it be because of the way we're administering this education or the way we perceive education to be, like go and get a certificate, get a job?
Yeah.
Or could it be the failure in the education system? Could it be that maybe we just need to start teaching our children
by ourselves? Is that it?
No, using our local dialect to teach them. I saw snake. You know, maybe we just need that. Because a research recently showed that, it's not too recent, but it's recent, not let's say 10 years ago, showed that, an exercise conducted between a child, an African child, who was taught in mother tongue from, you know, child when he was small, and then how the child could assimilate even faster and learn things faster compared to when they were being taught in English. That when they just get to certain points, it's as if we just say, let's just pass this book. Could that be a problem? Anyways, our talk today really is about mother tongue. We're going to talk about...
about that when it's time for family talk.
Yeah.
Of course, we want to know, how do we teach our children, or how do we promote indigenous language among children? How do we promote our own dialect, our own native dialect? Do you think that we have to, you know, inculcate? We have Igbo, Yoruba. I think that's like the basic languages that are being taught in schools today. Remember when we were forced to buy Igbo textbooks and Yoruba textbooks? It was when we got to the senior secondary that we had to choose which, you know, we're to go for. I remember an Igbo girl going for Yoruba, you know, subject, and I was like, okay, good. But basically, you know, that's the two basic languages that were offered as subjects in school. And I don't think that it was actually taught in toto, if you know what I mean.
We were just
taught ABD, you know, how to read novels in Yoruba and the rest of it. I don't know if we were taught... I'm mentioning Yoruba because I took the Yoruba class.
Okay.
I don't think I took the Igbo class.
Do you still speak? Do you think your Yoruba, did it help you?
My
Yoruba, or you learned your Yoruba on the streets of Lagos?
I learned my Yoruba on the streets of Lagos. And the streets of Ibadan. Yeah, that's where I learned my Yoruba.
But what do you think of that? Anyways, I mean, I'm happy that we're having this conversation today.
It's even sad. Sometimes I want to blame my parents. Sometimes I'm angry at my parents. And I'm saying this live on national radio. I get angry at them. It's true. Because I was not taught. Nobody teach me. Nobody teach me Igbo. You know? And so, you know, when I speak it the way I know how to, and people are like, are you an Igbo girl or not?
And that's all they can say.
All they can
say. Who have you taught? The Igbo you can speak now. The Igbo you can speak now. That you're speaking now. That Igbo you're speaking now. Did you learn it yourself? Did somebody taught you now?
Yeah. So I had to start teaching myself the Igbo that I know.
Sorry.
I had to do that myself. So this is saying that a lot of parents are actually faulting, you know, in this area. They are lacking. They're doing the wrong thing. Yeah. You're not teaching. I have a friend. She said she cannot teach her son Yoruba. And I'm wondering why. She says it would...
That would
it would give him a local
to sound
accent,
Yoruba.
Yes, if he learns Yoruba, he starts speaking Yoruba, he would have accents.
But your Yoruba was difficult in having Yoruba accent. There's nothing wrong.
There's nothing wrong.
That's why I think I appreciate South Africans a lot.
Absolutely.
In fact, Southern Africans generally, whether from Zambia or from, you know, Cape Verde, any of those countries.
They speak their English, right? But you can still tell that this person is from South Africa. You can still tell this person is from Zambia. You can tell. Right.
And they're proud about it. You know, even in Nigeria, you know, you can tell if you hear a Nigerian speak, you know that it's a Nigerian, of course. You don't say South.
But many of us are trying to form accents.
But the truth is, it's not, my worry is not even whether we sound Nigerian or not. It's being proud about sounding who you are. If you listen to me, you will be wondering, is this? I have a blend of so many things. I was born in Cameroon. You know, I understand a number of languages. I speak different kind of pidgins. So you can't expect me to speak to you and then my English will now be, you know, straight, fantastic. No. The Africanness in me will come out, all right? But one thing is for that to happen, and one thing is for you to be proud of it. You know, most cases, we're not proud of it. Yeah. So we can tell our kids, I don't want you to speak
Yeah. I remember when, Mercy from Big Brother House came out. And then when, you know, she has this Igbo intonation in her tongue. Mm-hmm. And people were like laughing at her that she is speaking, she can't speak properly. She's speaking with an Igbo accent and things like that. I got really mad. Like, excuse me, she is an Igbo lady.
Abi?
So if she has the intonation, please leave that. She is not taboying with her English, is she? She's speaking good English. But then just the intonation or just the accent that, you know, it's been pronounced and everybody is getting upset with her. Please leave her. Leave her with her Igbo accent.
And if you have your Igbo accent, even if you are saying awesome or I am, or I am, there's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong. Own it. If you can work at it, fine. If you want to be a broadcaster, though, you have to work on it. But if you are not a broadcaster, speak the way you speak. She doesn't speak spine. She's WTO. Anyways, but guys, we try to find out how we can, you know, encourage.
How we can promote indigenous language.
Okay. And if you have your opinion about that, there's nothing wrong. And if you can make your child sound very sweet, you know, because I would hand Zane to speak all the languages that he can speak and be very good at them.
Yeah.
And not just English. I want them to learn all the languages. And that's what we can start imbibing our kids. But we'll talk about that as we go. But now it'll be time for us to hear from you. Let's find out. Lagos, still up, what's happening on the streets? Did you see any people fighting? Mm-hmm. Are you tired of walking around the streets and seeing people warning themselves as if they are their problem? Because actually they are their problem, Sha. But, you know, is that what you have been experiencing? We'd like to know what's happening in your neighborhood.
Yeah.
And we'd like to have you talk about happenings around Lagos, especially from your observation.
Yes, and tell us how you feel as well.
Absolutely.
Tell us how you feel.
But remember, you're supposed to scream, "What's up, Lagos?" Mm-hmm. Bring that energy.
Mm-hmm.
Bring it right here. And let's, ignite the sun, you know, and keep ourselves with the warmth.
Uh-huh.
Of its products.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I hope that makes sense.
Uh-huh.
I don't go to school, but I mean, I use this English small. I use small. Anyways, let's get to find out who's first. The numbers to call, by the way, it's 0700. The number is 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. Let's find out what's happening in your neighborhood. And then if you would like to call your lady, there's a dedicated line. Hello, ladies. How are you doing? I love them ladies. And I've been saying that even before now, you know. I love them ladies,
you love
man.
Love them ladies.
They inspire me.
Inspire you.
Ladies inspire me.
They inspire
more than men.
Nice.
Men. They inspire me, yes.
Go ahead. You love the ladies.
Oh, God, what?
Whoa.
I can't love ladies in peace.
No, love ladies.
Anyways, my lady fans and lady listeners, I love you all. Before I open my mouth, nothing will come out. Let me correct it. Ladies and gentlemen, that's what I mean. I love ladies and gentlemen. Anyways, guys, the 0700-993-993-993 is a number. And if you'd like to also call as a lady, which I was going to give you the special line, I'm trying to get that line now across so you can get it. It's 01465-7190. I'll take it again. 01465-7190. For ladies, you're calling that line. That's your magic number. We do have the first caller, Chief Darlington, joining us now live from Akonjo. Hey, good morning, Sai. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Are we ready?
Yes.
Are we ready?
Oh, yes, my brother.
Andrea, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
let's go this way. What's up, Lagos? What's up, Lagos? What's up, Lagos? What's up, Lagos? And so says all of us.
Hooray!
And so says all of us.
Hooray!
And so says all of us.
Hooray!
But so say all of us. Now let's go! What? What's up, Lagos?
Yes! Wellington.
Yes to life.
Welcome. Cheers to life. Wow.
Yes to energy.
Yes to energy.
Yes to strength.
Yes to strength.
Yes to hope.
Yes
to hope.
Oh. Yes to good health.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh. Yes to advertising.
Oh, please, I don't know how to say yes to that, but thank you so much, sir. We appreciate you for inspiring
us.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good
morning.
Good morning.
Good
morning. Collins, Collins, when I scream, goose pimples come out of my body.
Aww.
When I scream, I sweat.
Wow.
When I scream, to me, it's a test of my health level.
Wow.
When I scream, it's a test of my energy. I want to beat the younger ones like Collins.
Wow.
You're
Collins, it's a wonderful day.
Yes, indeed. It is.
In a state where you have, or in the world where you have so much trouble, you give us cause for once to forget our sorrow, our troubles.
Yeah.
Wow.
You make us feel like the younger ones again.
Mm.
Wow.
Collins, I wait for your program every morning.
Thank you, sir.
But sometimes, fortunately, I may not be where I can do what I just did.
But because today you have the opportunity.
So much, yes, I will attract so much people running towards me to say, ah, Oga, waiting day now.
That's right.
So what's the question for the day?
We're getting into it now. All right, just grab your grab a seat. Let's get to hear from more Lagosians what's happening in your neighborhood. And Chief Dallin's in there giving us so much energy with so much inspiration there. He is, by the way, you need to know that he's a man in his 60s, if not above. And, you know, it's another statesman. That's all. And then putting that kind of energy is always inspiring. And other people are like, oh boy, see this man or this babao screaming like this. Anyways, that's to tell you that there's need for us to be excited about life. That's I think true. We have our first lady joining now.
Hello, top of the day to you. What's up, leader? What's up?
Welcome. Good morning.
Hello, everybody. You, that holy man from Kalahari Desert. What are you up to?
Oh, wow. Am I from Kalahari Desert? Is that what you're saying?
Well, we have Isaac from Ikoyi joining us now. I think that call went off.
Oh,
hey,
goodness.
Isaac. What's up, Lagos?
Hello. What's up, Lagos?
Oh my
yes.
Goodness.
Yes.
Yes.
Collins, ay, ay, ay. Isaac.
Yeah, Collins.
Welcome. Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning to you, sir.
How do you do?
I'm doing great, sir.
Great. Welcome to the show. Isaac, Isaac, Isaac.
Yes.
Where are you calling from?
From Ikoyi.
Is it your first time calling the radio show?
No, no. I know that I called yesterday that I was telling you that Lagos was not what's up because they want to kill us.
Okay, okay. Oh, you're the one that called. But now that is Lagos what's up now?
Yeah, Lagos was up today.
Okay. Now, if you want me to come on the show tomorrow, should you realize I'm not the only one in the studio now yet? They call this, call this. Am I the only one here? Anyways. Hello, please. It's not Collins who made you. There's Andrea in the studio. Anyways, let's get to talk. What's happening in Ikoyi this morning?
Cool and calm. There's no threat. Everything is going well.
Great. Fantastic. I'm happy to hear that, Isaac. I really appreciate that you were able to join the exercise. Well, we need to go on a break now. After we come back on the break.
Yep, we'll go straight into our conversation. Sound like that you're keeping locked in the station. Yeah, don't change the dial. Stay with us.
You are listening to your number one station for talk.
Your number one station for talk.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Welcome back, Lagos. It's Nigeria Info 99.3. I am Andrea Oduobi Teke. And yeah.
And I'm also here. She forgot to mention that, but it's okay. Welcome back, indeed.
conversation is still ongoing. If you're just tuning in, we're talking something really interesting. And it, on my part, it's something that I don't want to say that I have a built-up resentment or a built-up anger or... would I say unforgiveness towards my parents when it comes to speaking my native dialect. It's something that I still struggle with. Yes, I am saying it on live radio. I actually do still struggle with speaking fluently the Igbo dialect. And I'm sure that a lot of children in this generation are also, or would also be products of that. So are we teaching our children our native dialect? Are we teaching them the Igbo, Yoruba, or should we leave it to the school? Now, if we leave it to the school curriculum, do you think that we would have a good job? I mean, do you think they would do a good job? I remember back in the school days, it was just Igbo and Yoruba, and for God's sake, we have other languages in this country, don't we?
Yes, we do have other languages. And if you're wondering what she's talking about, that's probably you're not even streaming at us on the social media space. Promoting indigenous languages among children is specifically our topic. And we do have other languages, like you asked, indeed. Sometimes you want to forget that we have more than 350 different ethnic groups, which in most cases, each of these groups have different languages. And promoting indigenous languages might be tough because you not say which one do you promote specifically. Which one of them do you promote specifically now? But our question is pretty simple. Promoting indigenous languages amongst children. What can we do to correct this kind of experience like Andrea's experience? I also experienced it in school. They will tell you if you speak your dialect,
They call it vernacular.
Fella said it already.
I remember we were paying 10 naira or 20 naira, as the case may be, if you spoke...
bad English.
But no, not even bad
if
English.
Your
dialect. If anybody speaks Igbo or Yoruba in the class,
hi.
You know, you would be fined for it. I really did not know the rationale behind that, but that was what we experienced. I don't know if we were trying to teach us more of the English so that we can be more fluent in speaking English than speaking the dialect, or just so that we don't get to cause some kind of disagreements among pupils in class or students in the class. Okay, you're saying this language to me. I don't understand what you're saying. Okay. What are you saying to me? So that there won't be some kind of confusion in the class, you know. Maybe,
so
I'm just saying. Yeah, so that it can be a common language that we can all understand. Maybe that was why, you know, that policy was put in there, but I don't know.
Well,
I really don't know.
The fact that our official language is English and English always dominate, but going extra mile to stop the students or your children to not to speak
in the school
a local dialect is like trying to kill them, because at the end of the day, that their very DNA is made of that. Except if you're not born here. For example, if you're born, say outside of this country, born in another society, you're already a part of that society. You know, you have to go the extra mile to now learn. But if you don't understand, you should not be held against you or make you feel bad. But if you're here, you must be giving every opportunity, whether in school, in a society, to understand your indigenous language. Now, someone walks up to you and says, "Oh, you're Igbo lady. Oh, I've been loving. I want to speak Igbo. I've always loved to speak Igbo." You know, I say, "What's this? You now do They'll be like, what?"
It's just I don't have the opportunity to ask my father his reason for not teaching us that language. They call him the Englishman.
Okay.
I really wished I had the opportunity to ask him why he didn't teach us that language.
Well, let's see what Lagos had to say on this, and that's our focus. We have a number of questions, you know, riders are full of questions to that that we want you to comment on. Remember, the question again is, how do we promote indigenous language among children? So there's so many talking points around there. I have a number of tweets already. I'll go into that, but we have some tweets. But you can call 0700-993-993-993.
Do not forget that you can also drop your WhatsApp message at 809-597-5805.
That's us on the line. We have Edith from Jakonde calling now. Hello, Edith, good morning.
Hello.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes, yes, yes. Good morning. Welcome. Good to hear that. Welcome. Judith, how are you today? Where are you calling from this morning? Ajakonde, am I correct?
My name is Edith.
Okay. Oh, I say Edith. Yeah, okay, Edith. Okay, great. Welcome.
Okay, how's everything now?
Very fine, man. Good to have you.
Adobe.
Adobe.
Okay, Adobe.
Uh-huh. Yes.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to contribute to the topic.
All right, go ahead.
I think it's very, very important for every parent to teach their children how to speak their indigenous language.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, very important.
Mm.
You know, at a stage when I discovered that my children were not understanding our native language, what I have to do is to send them back to school.
To the village?
Okay.
To the east.
Oh,
wow.
You know, okay.
When it was time for them to go to university, I just have to say, everybody, oh yeah, go back to the east and go to school.
Hmm.
So when they are now coming back to Lagos, all of them are, you know, have to speak fluently.
Wow.
So I think it's very, very important. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That is our identity. Our language is our identity.
That's right.
We can neglect that. You know, just like Ojoji was saying in school, the teachers have to force, you know, students not to speak their native language. It's not good at all.
That's true.
You know, I think that is one of the problem of our country. Because if you don't know where you are coming from, I don't know how you know where you're going to.
All right,
wow.
Thank you.
Very, very important.
Thank
that
you.
We teach our children how to speak our native language.
Thank you very much, Edith, for that solid point, I must say. More calls are coming in. I think you have a number of tweets. 0700-993-993 is the number to call. But for tweets, it's at Nigeria Info FM. At Nigeria Info FM. That's what the tweets would have you send your tweets to. So I saw a number of them. Let me quickly go. They came in quite early. And let me see if you can check that. Remember, for WhatsApp, is 0809-597-5805. Hi, what's up, Lagos? We do have...
What's up, Lagos?
Yes!
I'm a singer, so I can do that.
Welcome, I'm happy.
Hi, good morning, Andrea and Colin.
Good morning.
How are you?
Very fine.
Okay, so the topic, my name is Cici again, Cynthia.
Your name is?
Cici, that's Cynthia.
Cynthia.
Okay. Oh, good to have you, Cynthia.
Thank you. About indigenous languages, I'm like Andrea, so my father did not like the Urhobo language because of the accent, you know. When you speak, some people could not differentiate between the language and the English, and so that was the problem. So he did not really want us to not be able to differentiate that. So he felt like if you taught them this Urhobo language, it might affect their English accent, which usually happens.
Yeah.
But I, as I grew up, I spoke a lot of Pidgin English.
Okay.
So I can switch.
Ooh.
I have an American accent. I can switch.
Ooh.
So you can never tell I can speak as broken a Pidgin English and I can speak an actual English.
So you did that yourself. You did that yourself.
Yes. So, because I wanted to make sure it doesn't affect how I speak in case people don't understand that.
Yeah.
So if I was able to speak my language, I could have done that the same way.
Okay.
So, yes, I could have done that.
Fantastic.
I mean, we were doing those ice cream games where you could say, okay, how do you say come in Urhobo? How do you say go in Urhobo? How do you say this? So not like we actually are out of place, but it's not the lingua franca inside the house.
Great. I wanted to ask you a question, right?
Yes,
just before
ahead.
You conclude your thoughts.
Yes,
if you like, for instance, if you're married now and you have children, would you do the same that your father did? Would you be scared that your children are going to have the accent? What are you going to do about it?
I would try to learn and figure out my kids and let them, you know, explore themselves. Like, I'm being told I didn't explore myself in time.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, because there are so many things I can do now. Because initially I heard people saying book smart and, you know, street smart, the difference, you know.
Yeah.
I'm book smart and I'm street smart.
Nice. Nice.
That's it, man.
Nice.
You cannot teach me. Not because of what you say, oh, Nawarige. You cannot teach me. Mm. It's because of that.
Nice.
I grew up
nice
there,
one.
But you can't place me in the society like that. Mm. Because it's an assumption.
Yeah.
People have assumptions. Say, oh, you're from Mori. They have an assumption. True. Oh, you're rugged.
Yeah.
Oh, you are ratchet. I said, no. Even in school, I had no callback. Like, no, you know, they call it demerits and things like that.
Yeah.
Because they expect, they say, oh, you're a Warrior girl. Why don't you have, why is your slate so clean?
Mm.
I said, you assume that.
Yeah. Mm.
We have proper cultured people.
True.
So if
True.
You don't assume.
True.
And I was going to mention something I heard the older, called the mom. She
yeah.
said, she said, mm-hmm. send her kids back to the village.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think that's necessary.
Mm.
If you are raising children, you make them Nigerians. You don't make them Igbos.
Mm.
Please, parents, don't make your children Igbos.
Wow.
Make them Nigerians. Let them respect people as Nigerians.
Mm. Right.
I'm sorry. 2 seconds. 2 seconds.
Right.
Let me put that in, please.
Okay.
Okay. It's because if we're doing that because of favoritism.
Mm.
If an Igbo man saw an Igbo woman, they give you preferences. That's not nice.
Okay.
I try to change that. That's why I say, me self be human being.
Mm.
Collins understand that. He knows that's our fault. So, so even my handle is me self be human being because I try to push that out there.
Mm.
I'm a human being, same as you. Treat me the same as you treat the next human being.
Mm.
Wow.
Don't segregate me like a culture. That's wrong. Nigerians should stop doing that.
All right,
thank
all
you
right.
guys this morning. Thank you so much.
Thank you
so much.
What's
up,
Lagos? Thank you. Thank you so much. So,
right.
I mean, what she said made a lot of sense, but I also want to mention that, I mean, the mother who called earlier, I'm trying to remember her name, Edith, yes, she said she had to do that. That was her own way of helping her children learn to speak the language, I think. I don't want to believe that she was doing that to, you know, teach her children to be Igbo and not to be Nigerian. I mean, they spent the whole of their primary and secondary school, I think, in Lagos, and then when they got to the university level, she had to, you know, make sure that they got admitted in a university in the East. I think that's her own method as a parent, trying to teach her children how to speak their dialect.
Bamidele is on the line from Berja or Baga.
Yeah, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
I have a song, you know. It's What's up, lele 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 lele. What's up, Lagos? What's up, Lagos?
We love it. I love
Hello,
the song.
The cakes.
Good morning.
What's up?
People with social distancing in their name. Collins. Cakes. Andrea. Take it.
Mm.
You know, it's very interesting, this topic you're talking about this morning. You see, there is this particular thing about teaching people, children, with what they are actually familiar with.
Okay.
Let's even take out English as a general language. You see, there was a scenario I heard of a little boy, you know, at home as it is, helping his parents to say, Lord, this... Call this refreshment stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Now, at age, I don't know, maybe 6 or thereabout, the boy is already learning about all these things, how to sell, how much is it, you know. Mm-hmm. The person making the scenario said, how much is this cook? The boy said, 150. And he said, 150. Is it 100 naira? You need to price now. It's like, this your head. How do you understand all these things?
Yeah.
And if you notice it, it is that they speak with this children at home with all these local language. Now, if you have to send them to school,
mm-hmm.
you have to start learning other the English.
Now become another
right?
language. Yes.
From A, B, C, D, E, F. It's research what you already know, what you're already familiar with. If you are going for a foreign study, let's say you are going to Finland or something, you have to take their foundational course. Most of these people don't even know English.
Mm.
You have to learn their own language first.
That's right.
So it brings more element. See, there is even a woman on YouTube. I think I saw her maybe 2 years ago or thereabout. She teaches, what's it called? Mathematics in Igbo language.
Wow.
And more people understand more. Because
Better.
It's
mm-hmm.
like talking to somebody directly in the language they're already speaking to them at home.
Hmm.
So I even say, if you want to teach children, when you are in school, they can even start from teaching you with a... Pigeon, or with Yoruba or with Igbo that you already know at home. So it's a lot of school. So we should stop calling all these our languages vernacular.
Yeah. That's
and
right.
We should try to embrace our own and see it as even more ways that children will even learn faster.
Mm.
All right, you guys are doing great. Well,
thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, Mami Dele, well said. Well, I think we're going to go on Twitter. The number of tweets here. I can see Joy Forever. It says, a good thing we teach our children in mother tongue. And I speak my language to my children, although some of them were born abroad. Chinese, Germans, Koreans, and so on. Teach even in their universities their languages. In their languages. Reason they are far ahead. Easy to learn in your tongue. I think this could be one of the biggest problems most African countries are faced with. I'm just adding that to that. Thank you, Joy Forever, for that. And Smart is sending another tweet here. Let's see. He said, I would sincerely love to be a guest on What's Up Lagos. I so much love the vibe in the studio, you know, right from the time when it started running up to this point in time. But yes, I got your message. It's very easy, bro, to do that. There's a challenge ongoing. We'll ask you for the World Radio Day. You should do a video or send a message and explain why you love Nigeria Info, why you love What's Up Lagos. And, you might be picked. We're looking for an opportunity to bring someone to the studio to be our guest live, so you could do that. Another tweet here coming in. This one says, please, this is another one. Why are you sending
it? It said, please help me tell my mom, Olanikesh. Please help me tell my mom, Olaniyi Folake, thank you. A shout out for caring for me. Concerning the topic, my sister said they should make it compulsory so that if you find your language, if you fail your language, no graduation.
That's a smart one. You know, make sure that your language will be like, the way we are doing that, must pass mathematics and English. We should add. But that would be...
You see, I thought about something just now. Mm. I mean, we had a... I'm trying to remember his name now. So this is it. Now, there's a class of 10 students and 4 out of the 10 students are Yoruba. The rest are in a mix of maybe South, the Irobo, or the Igbo people, right? And now the teacher himself is Yoruba.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the teacher does not understand Irobo, does not understand Igbo, but understands Yoruba. Now, if you are saying that we should teach these children in the dialect that they understand, I mean, there's a class full of children from different...
from different languages.
Group, different languages.
That's why.
So how do you expect the teacher to communicate to those children in the dialect that they understand?
The teacher is not qualified to be in that class.
So are you saying schools, we should employ teachers that can speak all ethnic group, all dialects?
So
is that it?
That means the challenge becomes what local, we can't teach all. So at a certain level, we talk at different levels. At the level of the entire, the love calls coming in. I hope I can respond to this quickly. At the level of the entire, the nation, all right, you would have to decide. That's why I'd be suggesting, say, we'll cuckoo document Pidgin and make Pidgin our official language. Pidgin. But when it comes to indigenous languages, there are roles the parents have to play. Teaching your local dialect for them to identify where they come from, it's a responsibility as a parent.
Okay.
And then, but when it comes to, as a nation, generally, our educational system, give more priority to our local dialects. No matter how, people should choose which they want to learn. As a Nigerian, you should choose which of the languages you want to learn. You weigh the advantages and disadvantages. Me, I want to learn Yoruba or learn Igbo or learn Hausa or learn any language. You weigh the advantages and then you learn. So when you choose what you want to learn, you'll be in the class with other people who have chosen what you have to learn.
I mean,
and it'll be easy.
Like a friend of mine who was Yoruba, Igbo, and chose Yoruba for their, subjects. You have to choose one language.
All right.
There's Igbo Yoruba, and she chose Yoruba.
Okay, I think we should get back to the calls now. And I don't know if we have WhatsApp messages, but let's see who is next to talk to us in the matter of seconds. Remember, you can send a tweet to @NigeriaInfoFM. This answer says, I love Nigeria Info for their selfless and humane heart. And they have the spirit of always giving back to the society. Bless their hearts. 9 years of listening to you has influenced the way I see. The variety of OEP gives me joy. My favorite OEPs are Andrea, Teke and Collins. Teke, well,
thank you.
Thank you. All right, this one says, Collins and Andrea, I just learned new words on your show this morning. Advise him. Is that man? Me, I speak my dialect with high
fluency,
and I write it with, you know,
accentual
marks. Nice. So that means you put the Asante and me, the Yorubas will call it and me. I don't know what they call it in Igbo. You put it there. It said, however, teaching with indigenous languages wouldn't help our education. Breeding quality, competent teachers will do so.
Absolutely.
Okay. I mean, thank you so much for making your point on Twitter. More tweets are coming in. Our time is almost running. Oh, boy. Let's see. Mike is calling from Antony. Let's take Mike before going on a break.
Hello, Mike.
Yeah, my brother. How you doing?
We're doing great. Good to have you.
How you doing?
Very
good,
well.
Good. Yeah. You know, you guys, this is a very interesting topic. You guys have said it all. I'll just give one reason I think. Schools try to do this whole vernacular thing. It's become a bit skewed, but I think they were trying to curb tribalism in schools, tribes ganging up. So when you allow Yoruba, English, and Yoruba, Igbo, Hausa, they cluster together and speak the same language, and people are excluded.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's that exclusion they try to avoid with the whole vernacular thing.
But did it help?
It didn't help because they failed to do something else.
Uh-huh.
You know, so you succeeded in doing that, bringing students together to communicate under one tongue.
Uh-huh.
But what you should have done was look for a way to also promote indigenous language.
Yes.
Because they need to communicate outside the school.
That's right.
You understand?
That's right.
So I agree. Adobe gave an example of a teacher from one tribe in a class with kids from different tribes.
Yeah.
You know, that is impossible to teach in one tribe. Nigeria is... You know, we have so many ethnic groups,
It's
impossible to do that unless you're doing it in your village. And these days you have, various tribes also in different villages.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand? So
that's right,
it wouldn't work. What would work is what somebody sent. In secondary schools and universities, you need to pass your language to graduate.
That's right.
If you do that, it means that parents would sit up at home and try to make sure their kids learn the language.
Mm.
If not, they're going to be repeating school and repeating class.
Thank you. Made the point straight to the point. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. We need to go on a break. When we come back, we'll take more of your reactions and more of your comments on social media. Well, welcome back, guys. It's 1 minute past the hour of 11. It's live on Nigeria's number one for talk, the most listened to magazine show on radio. I say that with all sense of responsibility. Notice that just a hype. There's reality. It's a fact. The numbers are out, and we're sure that the numbers are saying more. And it's What's Up Lagos with Collins and Andrea. And this wonderful morning, we've been talking about teaching indigenous languages for kids. And Andrea's made a number of comments I've just been thinking. I say, truly, truly, how do we even fix this? We're saying let's promote indigenous language. Maybe it's our parents that have to do the work. But we are going to conclude the thoughts right now and also get you to contribute to the matter. A lot of people have been calling and we couldn't take the calls. We'll take them now. But I want to appeal to you. Please, when you call here, try to... 1 minute is what you've got. And if you're a first-time caller, identify. Let us know you're a first-time caller. So you're giving 1 minute, 30 seconds. So, you know, you have your phone, express yourself. So finally, I'm here. And then you go ahead and get to the straight of the matter and we can have our points made. At half past the hour of 11, or next 30 minutes, would have our social media highlights, okay? And they would also accompany that with, the social media highlights, of course.
There's a lot to talk about on social media.
Uh-huh.
A lot has been trending.
Yes.
And, you know, we can't wait. I'm sure that Comfort can't wait to share or dish out what's trending.
That's right. We cannot wait. 3 minutes past the hour now. Let's get back to the phone lines and find out what Lagos is talking about our conversation for today. On WhatsApp, it's 0809-597-5805. I can see some WhatsApp messages. We'll be checking in just a moment. So let's go to the calls now. 0700-993-993-993. Akigwe is calling now from Festac Town of Festac. Hey, Akigwe.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
I said, Teke. Hello, Ebidane.
Welcome. How are you, Akigwe, madam? Oh, she's gone. Anyways, I thought so. Hello, Ebidane. I don't know what that means. We might not come from us anyway. We might not say... That's it. Number two, they talk to God. Mm-hmm. Hallowed be thy name. What is that? Anyways, I never really bothered to find out really what exactly. Hey, let's see who's on the line.
Ndukwe is calling from Yaba. Good to have you here.
Yeah. What's up, nigga?
Yes. Welcome. Cheers to life.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Yes, sir.
This is not the question from somebody, but
Don, welcome.
This discussion boils down to the family, father and mother.
Okay.
You see, let me tell you, I'm coming from a background where I was not brought up from mommy and daddy. When I got married, the same way. So all this is English. We stay with people who speak a lot of English. And then tell me the kind of family we are bringing up. We don't know how we speak our language quite all right with ourselves. I mean, I and my wife. But the children, speaking to the children, and we are staying in an environment where children interact together, you know, those things, they speak English. So we coming to the house, how many hours do we stay with them? You know, hustling and bustling in Lagos, father will go out, mother will go out. It's only in the night, or maybe weekend, at the end of the day, English. All right. You coming down to the children as well, then themselves. My daughter decided to study Yoruba. I mean, as I'm talking to you, she's teaching Yoruba. She's an Igbo girl.
Wow.
Beautiful. It's not our making.
Beautiful.
It's not our making. It's not our fault. You understand?
Yeah.
So they are trying their best to speak Igbo. We take them to the village. They stay for Christmas and other holidays. And then when they speak Igbo, you know, this one, I'm Igbo. You understand? I'm Igbo. So that is that. It goes down to the family and the... I don't understand.
Yeah, I agree with you, actually. It does come down to the family.
That's right.
Thank you so much.
More calls we're taking as we proceed on the show. Well, 0700-993-993-993. If you're a lady, there's a special line for every lady who like to call. And that special line, we'll be giving that out also. But I think there is a lady ready to talk to us now.
Hello.
I don't know if we have some WhatsApp messages too. Before we get this call finally ready on Nigeria's number one for Talk 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Is that SA?
Yes, looks like SA's on the line.
Hello.
Good morning, Kalis and Andrea.
What's up, Lagos?
I'm happy to get through to you guys today.
Aww. We're happy for you too.
Becky Marty, the magician.
Oh,
man. Welcome,
Issa. This is the matter on ground now. Though I'm from Delta State.
All right.
Yeah. I got married to a Togolese.
Oh.
Yes. Now, I speak my language to my children.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Then, at times, if I'm angry at kids, if I want to talk to them, maybe I'm using English to talk to them, the dad just comes to me. See everything that people outside hear. seriously, I was just like, speak language to them. They will understand. I will just have to switch and start speaking my language. I do speak Yoruba to my children, and they understand me.
Wow.
Can they
speak? Even in public.
Can they speak?
They can't speak. They can't speak for now because they are still small.
Small. Okay. Oh.
But they do understand me perfectly.
Great.
All right.
Great.
I think you should keep doing that because, I mean, it will be a gift they'll be proud of when they grow up. I think so.
Like, seriously. Absolutely. Even, let me tell you something that will shock you.
Mm.
My son and my daughter, one is in primary one and one is in primary two.
Wow.
Could you believe when they did exam last time, they scored 100 in Yoruba?
Wow.
So surprised. When I got to the school, I was like, you guys did not score 100 in English. You are scoring 100 in Yoruba. And they are not speaking Yoruba at home.
Hmm.
They don't speak Yoruba at home.
There's something but that teacher class, is doing.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, the school is really trying.
There's something the teacher is doing.
I'm proud of them for doing that.
Thank you so much for sharing with us.
I just advise other parents to teach their children their language. Mm.
Thank you.
Even people overseas, my brother, they speak their language to his children and they are doing fine. Even our own banga soup and starch, the children are eating it.
Oh,
they can't come to Nigeria and say, no, mommy, I don't want to eat. Said, no. They go help you work this thing and see the people
Nice one.
Thank you so much, man. I enjoyed the pigeon. That was really deep. We also have Smith on the line now joining us from Ikoyi. Hi.
Hello.
What's up, Lagos?
My name is Smith, not Ikoyi.
No.
Yeah, we said Smith. Aren't you calling us from Ikoyi?
Okay. What's up, Lagos?
Yes,
that's my own version. I'm actually driving anyway.
Okay, great. Let's
talk. The thing is this, when it comes to language, I think it boils down to parents. Mm-hmm. I have three kids, two boys and one girl. Something happened to one of my cousins in the United States that made me to realize the importance of our indigenous language. The man is into drugs. Let me just put it that way.
He's into drugs?
Yes.
Okay.
The police or whatever, people in charge of drug trafficking, they came to his house. And the man wanted to tell the son to go and hide part of those things. They came to search the house.
Okay.
So he was telling the son in Igbo, go and hide that thing. Don't let these people see you. To the boy did not understand Jack. The boy now replied in English, Daddy, what do you ask me to go and hide? The police Casted. Now asked the man, what do you ask? What did you ask your son to go and hide? the man now took them to the place. That was how they got him arrested.
Wow.
Well, so
coming back to my own family, we are trying, but it's just that my second son does not have single interest in the Igbo language. But my first son, he will speak the Igbo as if he had stayed in the village before. And it's not as if we were teaching him differently.
So it's
my daughter is the one that I don't know the pattern she wants to follow. Now, my second son, she does not have interest in that Igbo language.
Wow.
Even our native food, the boy bluntly refused to eat. Wow. All those are native. Me, I like eba. The boy will not eat eba for one day. We force him, we will vomit it.
Uh-huh. Can't force him all.
So, but I simply believe that we just have to be using the language as our day-to-day, in our day-to-day conversation. They will pick one or two things. Then coming back to the school, like the last caller said, most schools, they will always pass their people in all these languages, even when they don't know anything in it. I'm telling the simple truth. My wife is a teacher. She teaches English. But when it comes to Igbo or Yoruba, anybody that registered, even in WAEC, if you go through it, most people that pass have credit in Igbo or Yoruba language. It's not as if they know it. They just do it to encourage them.
Okay.
Wow. Thank you so much.
Yes. Lagos.
Yes.
Chess alive. Thank you so much, Smith. Wow.
What are we going to teach Zane now?
Yeah. Our first of all, teaching Bakuri and Sawa. What's up, Lagos?
Hello.
Okay. I think we do have somebody, and it's with that call while it's being prepared. Let's check on Twitter and WhatsApp if we do have. Please, what's the WhatsApp tab now? Where the tab now? What the WhatsApp tab? Maybe refresh them. Let's see WhatsApp messages go there, the tab like that. All right, Steven is ready to talk to us now. Steven is calling from Bagada.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Good morning.
Good morning, Stephen. Welcome.
Yeah, thank you very much. You see, I really like this conversation.
We're happy you like it. Let's talk.
Yeah, you say there's Wazobia FM too, as well, as your sister station.
Yeah.
Even one of your colleagues, his name is Ratata. He did this too. He said that we should always learn how to teach our children how to speak their languages. It's not every time English. Because if we keep on teaching them English now, they won't learn how to speak their language in the near future. It's not done that way. So even for me, I speak a language. I'm Igbo, and I also speak Yoruba.
Hmm.
So what I'm trying to learn now is Hausa.
Oh, wow.
And Hausa now, I only understand the basics. Naoni, Yaiki, all these basics. So I'm trying to see how I can go deep into it. I also try to speak other languages like, I don't know, either Calabar or Delta.
Okay.
Abadi.
Irembo.
Yeah, all those ones.
Okay.
I try to learn all these ones too.
Mm-hmm.
So it's always good to learn our languages.
That's right.
Not speaking English. Fine, we can't.
But we know, we actually know it's good. We've
but
talked
how,
about this.
Exactly.
But how can we address it?
How?
More and more people are losing interest in the native dialect, and that has its own disadvantages.
Okay,
we are
okay.
Here now. We are Papa say, some of us are Papa say we are Igbo. Some cannot speak. You know? And
okay.
How can we fix it?
Let me draw this to the parents now. The parents should learn, or the parents should try as much as they can to teach their children at this early stage how to speak their language.
Hmm. Wow, okay. That's very, very straightforward. It's looking like the buck is stopping on the tables of the parents. And that means parents have a lot to do.
Yeah,
so that vindicates you.
Yeah, exactly. I said the same thing here while we were starting the show that,
yeah.
I mean, I feel some level of unforgiveness, some level of, you know, why didn't you do this? Why?
No.
Like, why? You know, now I have to teach myself. And that's what I've been doing over the years.
And
teaching myself, you know, my local dialect and you know, it. Every other language as well, teaching myself these languages. And I like what he's the last caller, the fact that he can learn, I mean, he can speak at least a few of different languages, not necessarily his own language at this point. We have a lot of messages on WhatsApp. I apologize. I really, really do apologize that we haven't taken any of your messages from WhatsApp. This is coming from Undubweze from Ojoju Bega, yes. He says, what's up, Lagos? Collins, every child supposed to speak in its mother tongue, and one way to achieve this is making it a compulsory subject in primary and secondary schools. But at times, we parents are the cause of them not speaking their local dialect. Okay. Let's see now. I'll quickly take them. This is from Igwe Victor. Igwe Victor says, what's up, Lagos? I can speak English. I can't speak English to my children. I speak Igbo to them. They are Igbos. They can only learn English in school.
Hmm.
My children can't be foreigners to me. Am I correct, Igbo man?
Okay.
All right. If you stereotype it, then you have what we call the over-Westernization of the interlingual.
Gensia.
Okay.
Of the anonent.
Nonentities.
But you say you don't like English. You can't write English. Full everywhere.
Any grammar. Okay, this person says, I think it's coming from Mr. Nice Man straight out of Calabar.
Okay. How's Calabar? I don't even know which is a Calabar language, but so forgive me if it sounds the same.
Okay, so what's up, Lagos? He says, good morning, Andrea and Collins. Teke, a.k.a. Teke Dimeji. He says, so glad to have you guys on air. Thank you. You see, CM, at some point, my father stopped I and my siblings from speaking our local dialect. But as we were growing up, he saw the need for us to be in acquaintance with the dialect, especially when we get to when we go to the village. We look like strangers each time we go to the village, especially during Granny's burial last December. Anyways, we were able to do the little we can, and TG, we are doing great. Good for you. Good for you. Quickly now, this person, no name, says, what's up, Lagos? Good morning. I speak my Igbo language very, very well. I also write very well with pum. Okay. Record with pum and recom. Okay. He says, I speak Igbo every time with my children whenever I am at home with them.
All right. Oluwafemi is on the line. He's been waiting for a while from Victoria Island. Let's take that before we continue with the call, messages.
All right.
Hey.
I don't wish out more than that.
But that's okay. Let's talk Oluwa Femi.
Andrea, make I agree to first jam because the verse is calling.
Ah, you did. Me said the verse for Ramo. Me said the verse. I just punk me, but you know, me said the verse.
Last week, pick my call. But let's leave that aside.
What did make you think that I made a pick call?
No worry. I know you now.
Now call they make you the verse. Me at least say something as they make you the verse.
Let I not just cash you for Lungu. Once I cash you for Lungu.
What do you want to do?
What do you want
to do? I go give you shawarma.
If I give you left hand. My guy, I hope you do not show him an act for more.
No, we have guardian eggs.
Anyways, let's talk on the matter, babe.
Yeah, please, I'm not talking about the subject matter.
Okay.
So I want to digress a little bit.
Okay.
You said we should talk about our environment, right?
Yeah, that's right.
There was a news that broke out last week concerning Alakuko Dalemo area of some. Fraternity clash like that.
Okay.
So I think yesterday, because I work on the island,
okay.
I stay around that area.
Okay.
So that place is like a boundary between Lagos and Ogun State. Mm-hmm. So yesterday, I have a call from my wife. My wife called me yesterday night. Mm-hmm. These boys are all over the place. My own place exactly is Itoki. They call it Itoki.
Okay.
So on Saturday, I wanted to go to Tokyo to get something with a friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
So now, as we are going, these boys, they are cutting ice. So they stop on the middle of the road. They stop us. In the morning, in the night, they stop us. They stopped the bike I was riding and they were like, we should give them money. And they were like, money for what? They blocked the road. And money for what? They said one of them that we know what is going on. We heard what is happening in Lakuko Dalemo. That actually they are the one that caused it to, that they are the one that are fighting, but one of them died. They want to do candle night for him. We should give them money.
Hmm.
I was like, we should give him money. One of you died because of the crisis, so we should not give him money. We now say, we should look for a way because they are very dangerous, they are notorious.
Hmm.
So the way they are even looking itself, you cannot even challenge them. So we should use code for them that, okay, when we are coming back, we'll give them the money. So yesterday night, my wife called me panicking that these boys are all over the place, that they said they are doing candle night. They are using that opportunity to rob people, to go from house to house to rob people. So the reason why I'm calling in essence is that some people now, some citizens, some residents, took it up to them. They challenged them. This morning, they went back again with full force, attacking people. There is no single presence of security men. And we all know what transpired in Lekki Toll Gate on Saturday. For my life, I've never seen that kind of policemen in Nigeria.
All right.
I don't know we have that policemen in Nigeria. So now, nowhere, they are nowhere.
Mention the areas again so that everyone is.
Starting from Dalemo, Alakuko, last bus stop, Itoki. That Itoki is Ogun State.
Okay.
But they share boundary with Lagos State.
They share boundary,
presence of any security personnel there now as I'm talking.
And there is a police station around that place.
There is a police station in Agbado. There is a police station in Dalemo. There is a police station in Alakuko.
All right.
Wow.
Thank you so much for this information. Definitely our newsroom would sit on it. And we're calling on relevant authorities. Whenever people call to report matter on radio, I feel that is always the government should be feeling like ashamed. Say, they are calling the radio. That's because when they don't trust you anymore.
Exactly.
They don't trust you now.
They
call us, if we talk now, you now act. But please, not because of what we just said. No citizen deserves to be. How can you be in a country and you are living in fear? In fear, it's not as if there's war. You can't. It's not good. It's not a good thing for anybody to experience. And then think about children. When you think about things happening to people, think about the kids, the children who are innocent in this mix. Some of these people shouting at parents. They're hard. They up saying, "My pikin who goes out to has gone out to. Will he come back alive?" I'm begging relevant authorities. You've heard all those areas, and please let something be done about it. Nobody deserves to go through that kind of experience. Nobody, indeed.
That's right.
All right. So more messages back to the matter. Twitter, and I'm very sure that there are a lot of messages coming in on WhatsApp, right?
A lot, actually.
Okay, let's
Timmy from Ikotun says, "What's up, Lagos? The majority of people I observe in Lagos aren't book smart at all.
Okay.
Most people don't even understand basic concept of our biology and geography. It has nothing to do with education or qualification. It's just a pitiful disinterest in knowledge. With all our street smartness, the country is a shamble." That's why we go to school and yet receive less education. Graduates with no core values.
Ah,
interesting.
It choke. I don't know. It's a bad be small.
Okay. He says a whole lot here. I think this person, you must be.
You don't vex.
As in.
You vex like me.
This is a lot.
Yeah?
He says, "What's up, Lagos? Language is a powerful tool. We use it to define ourselves and describe our world. Colonialism tried to strip our languages of our dignity, and that English-centric doctrine has been passed down from several generations so that many Africans now believe that their mother tongue is inferior.
Uh-huh.
We must give power to our indigenous languages by encouraging their literature, science, and art. Most people don't even realize that their own Igbo or Yoruba has science in it.
Uh-huh.
Children must see the beauty and knowledge embedded in their mother tongue so as to embrace it." I think I totally agree with you.
Timmy from Ikotun.
I totally.
I hear you.
100% believe.
Absolutely. A lot.
Yeah, thank you for that.
What? Look at the messages. Let's see if we can squeeze in the call. I mean, do we have another? Oh, boy.
Yes, we do.
Oh, boy.
No. Michael from VI says, "Good morning, Teke Matidimeji. In my opinion, we should use native dialect in our educational system, When I teach mathematics in one community secondary school, students understand my teaching than superior own. Who is more educated than I do because I use a language they understand?" I think you said this earlier, that we should teach them in our mother tongue. But, you know, we explained earlier that you can't it would be definitely really tough. You can't teach a class full of children from different tribes one language, you know.
That's right.
They won't understand it. Quickly, this is coming from Festus. Festus from Magodo says, "Good morning, Lagos. I believe government should take local language compulsory. ETC, Yoruba, Hausa, Igbo should be compulsory for every one. Our language would come alive."
All right, a quick break for like a minute, and I think we'll come back and take as many messages as we can. But don't forget, last 30 minutes would have our social media highlights. A lot of G's coming up on the social media space, a lot happening.
Right.
Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala's trending.
It's trending.
Like you heard, and it's a
beautiful. Tonto Dike as well is in the news.
Sister Tonto.
So I heard. She's in the news, of course. She's really trending.
We'll get to find out what all these trending stories and how relevant they are to us and why we bring them here. And the ladies also join us to join the conversation right here on Nigeria's number one for talk. But we'll be back in just a moment.